So in July 2018, my mom dropped me off at a rehabbed farmhouse. It had been built in 1890. It had 8 bedrooms. It was thoroughly modernized. Gorgeous lawn, gorgeous pond, view of the mountains. I was there because I had one job to do, and that was to lead a sex cult. I was hired to be a wellness guru for a movie. We were making a movie, and I was, you know, within days, I was meeting the rest of the crew. There was like 12 people. I was meeting my fellow castmates, my followers. There was 7 of us, 8 of us total. And I was, you know, swapping my t-shirts with wardrobe. I was trading my vintage shirts for these flowy dresses and getting my hair curled in the morning. And our group was unified in the commitment to harnessing the power of the female orgasm. And this was exemplified in our jilling off ritual, in which we would gather and then the males would pleasure the females. And in that moment, we would channel this energy and heal Mother Earth. And that was in the script. So I knew about that part. We had the script itself was about 30 pages. We had a lot of character outlines. It was intended to be mostly improvised. I knew that. I was excited about that. And, you know, it was really surprising to find out that I would be living as my character for the next 3.5 weeks. I would be, while I was wearing her dresses, whether I was wearing her dresses or not, I would be Peggy, and I would have to decide things for this, for 7 other people who are asking me questions constantly about the rules. I don't really know how it happened, but I decided that no men could have orgasms. Not allowed. I knew that Peggy had to be in charge of things, and I was surprised. I kind of surprised even myself at my willingness to just kind of be a bit of an authoritarian. At one point in a crew meeting, I asked people not to poop in the bathroom that was right next to my bedroom because that smell just walked right in there. And I can't believe that I suggested that the only place to poop was near other people's bedrooms. Like an insane person. And so, you know, during the day, I was giving character interviews, drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes, making paintings of vulvas and sitting on a rock for just hours on end, inventing places that I had been, like the Heaving Spiral bookstore and things like that. You know, like mapping out this huge constellation for this person, this leader. And at night, I was more scared than I had ever been in my life. So I've never been in a movie. I'd never had to live as another person for that amount of time. And it was really terrifying. And I was also terrified that I was being kind of mean. I was bullied as a kid. And so the idea of bullying other people is horrifying to me. And the depth of my fear about the entire project and being this other person came to a real head when I found myself at the bottom of a gorge. Upstate New York has rocks and waterfalls that are like 5 stories high. And we had this one day off where they were like, you can take the bus. There was a bus that had pictures of my face all over it. And you can take the bus and go to a swimming hole. And I thought, awesome, swimming hole. I get there, and it is a waterfall covered with people, wet people on wet rocks, just a wall of rock. And I am terrified of heights. I am so scared of heights that I am sitting in the pool of water thinking, would Peggy do this? Would a leader do this? Just crying. There are men in trees, six stories in the air, and they are just dropping like rocks into this water. There, no hesitation. And I'm thinking, you know, what if something happens? I'm in a movie. I should be really conservative about, I don't know, oh, my face, who knows? And I'm like, just tears streaming down my face. I'm watching my co-stars jumping like, yes, jump, jump for me. I can't jump. And right as I'm like, okay, maybe I'm going to do this. Like, probably not, but maybe I'm going to do this. But I don't know. And I'm crying. I hear, Nina's hurt. Nina's hurt. I look over and my fellow seeker is swimming, and she's got a bloody lip. She's got blood all over her face. And then just like that, I looked to the top of the cliff, and I said, get the boss! Got everybody up, packed everything up, wrapped Nina in a little blanket, got her up the hill, took her to the hospital. It felt like a moment where I was like, okay, that is a thing. That is a thing I can do. It didn't quite stave off the fear at night, and cradling that fear in the last time that we had our ritual, I cried and cried and cried and cried, and it was really intense. It was an intense time, and then it ended. Then it was just over, you know. And there was no moment in there where I could ask my fellow co-stars, you know, who were like trained method actors. One of them was a professional clown, like a certified mime. And there was no point at which I could just, you know, ask, like, am I goddess enough? You know, like, how's the guru? Is it going okay? You know, and also you're not supposed to be insecure. You're a leader. There's no vulnerability there, especially if you're in a cult, and especially if you're in a cult that doesn't think it's a cult. So, you know, there was a lot of time where I just kind of felt this enormous, enormous void. And anyway, when it ended, I thought I ruined the movie. Like, I straight up thought that I had destroyed it. And I didn't know who I was for a couple months. It took me a long time to really be nice to myself as well. Like, to not think that I had destroyed something that I loved so much and that I had just done the best that I could, you know? The movie is out. The movie got made. Turns out it just takes a little bit of time for movies to come out, you know? You don't ruin the movie single-handedly. So it's great that it came out, and I love to see it. It's called Adventures in Success. You can actually go to chillingoff.com, and now it's easy to talk about, but when I see the person in the movie, I just want to hug her. Like, even though it was 4 years ago, it feels like she was sort of a child version. You know, when we start out things, we're like the child version of ourselves. And I really want to hug her. And I want to let her know in that moment, that in that gorge of fear, that like, it's okay because she had already jumped. So that's it. Thanks.